Anyway.
I told you, you can't erase things that exist out of your head. It doesn't work.
Yes, it does. Look at Alzheimer's.
That's different.
Choice.
Stuff is erased.
I think that that's a lot different. I feel if the cause of Alzheimer's was people voluntarily forgetting stuff, there's been a cure for years, which is bonk them on the head and be like, stop forgetting shit.
Bald, I'm choking.
I killed him.
Buzz it down. Buzz it down.
Send me an ectoplasm from EHPL lab.
Kags.
Hold up. Initiating system one. System one loaded.
The Gorecast is brought to you by American Horrors, the greatest uncut horror channel in the world. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all horror. As well as the station of decapitation, Without Your Head.
America's longest running horror channel, www.withoutyourhead.com.
The following program is rated TV-MAL. It contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
What's up, Gorecasters? Welcome back here to the Gorecast with me, Johnny Deadly, and all of the rest of the Gorecast crew as we prepare to delve into the world of horror remakes and have a chit-chat about which ones are good and probably for the entertainment of the crowd, more importantly, which ones are bad. How's everybody getting on tonight? Beefcake. Beefcake. What's got five toes in it and is not your foot, Bill? My foot. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're doing some horror remakes. We got a whole bunch of remakes. You guys can't be heard? I can definitely be heard. Okay, no problem at all. We can figure that out. I don't know why that is, but that's not a problem. Everybody talk for me. Buzz.
Talk.
Okay, all of these need to be up separate. Buzz Carter.
Giz,
talk for me.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
There we go.
Testing
that should be 1, 2. That should be everything.
Yep. I heard his voice.
There we go. Thankfully, most of that intro was me talking, so you didn't actually miss too much.
Yeah.
Alrighty. There we go. There's the list. Okay, let's pull this up here. We've scoured through the world to find a list. Here we go.
Yep, I just go to Google, just like I do everything. Just I go to the Googs, as the hip kids call it. And it did.
What?
Do they?
Well, me not being one of them, I'm just assuming. But you know what happens when you assume things, or when I assume things?
Make an ass out of you and me.
Makes the next part of the conversation funny.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, this is going to be similar to if you guys are here for the vampire tier list. This is going to be the same thing where we got 10 films tonight and 10 films next week. And we're going to find out where they go. And we got films.
We got
films. I thought you were starting off with the way you were going there.
I don't know. Yeah, you all and say then I keep so it simple. After. Excited to see Peggy in her natural habitat. Is it a commenter has said?
Is that a misfit I see before me?
It's Liz.
Okay, Liz. Welcome in, Liz. How art thou?
Hello, Liz.
Okay, we need to get some music.
And then also, three out of the films that we talk about tonight, we're going to review on Thursday. We don't know yet until we find out which ones we're going to do. So we all find out together. And that's the way to do it.
Oh, uh-huh. Definitely. Uh-huh. There we go. Yep. All right.
Okay. So who wants to start?
We have background music and everything now. Good shit.
Oh.
You've got such an awesome lead-in, Buzz. I think you should go first.
Oh, I should start.
Yeah, get it going.
Yeah, definitely.
I got my list here. What movie should I pick? Should I go terrible? Should I go good? You know what? Let's go sexy. Amityville Horror. Ryan Reynolds abs. Duh.
I mean, that fucking wins a movie right there.
I know it's the only thing that I can remember from that film.
That's the only thing you can remember
for that fucking movie.
You don't know what Amityville Horror is? It's a remake from the old film that came out in the 70s. I don't know the exact year, but it came out in the 70s. And it's about the Lutz family who had a horror in their house in Amityville.
I actually thought for a second you were going to say, I don't know what the exact name was.
Yeah, maybe. some spooky shit happened in their house. And
we'll just put the abs on screen again. It's mandatory.
That's the main thing.
There we go.
This is pretty much what everybody knows about that movie. There may have been a good plot
to the remake, and there may have been a lot of horror entertainment to the remake of Amityville Horror, but most of all, this down here, that is what everybody, male and female alike, watched Amityville Horror for. Yeah, big old washboard boy, yeah.
Not for, it's just
a little fast forward. There he is. All right.
Yeah, that's kind of, you didn't have a choice. You just didn't have a choice. It was there, all up in your face. And you either just chose to accept it or you stopped watching it. And I chose to accept it, as most people should. Joseph,
not me. I watched it for the movie.
Joseph?
Well, you may have been the only one, bro.
Joseph, if you tell me you watched that for the movie, you were an out and out liar. I'm just calling it as it is right now.
I think I might be behind in the comments. Yeah.
So, like I said, just crazy shit happened in the Amityville, and Mr. Lutz, he kind of went batshit crazy.
I like cake.
Yes. There may have been cake in the movie. I don't remember. So this was the 2005 version.
I can with utmost certainty guarantee you there was no cake in Amityville Horror 2006.
Fuck. Must be thinking about another Amityville Horror, because there's so many of them. I'm pretty sure there was a piece of cake.
They didn't get to celebrate birthdays. Too busy getting murdered by ghosts.
Nobody lived to their next birthday.
Okay, cool.
Right
on it.
So, it's just a modernization of the original. Like, they didn't really add a whole lot. I mean, it's pretty much the same story, subtracted just a average looking, I forgot the actress who played the guy in the original.
You're talking about
Yep, that's definitely who I'm talking about.
Thanos' dad.
Thanos' dad. Yep. You know.
I feel bad. I'm like, I can't remember his fucking name.
Where is he? Why is he not on here? He's the main character, and he's not on the cast.
What? Why are you always looking up stuff that doesn't have cast on it?
Because it's Google. Why? It doesn't matter. It doesn't have him in it because it's old, and he's old. And now we have Ryan Reynolds.
It's also produced James Brolin, done by the
James Brolin,
the very notable. Almost the only company that made horror movies from 2000 to 2009, which was Dimension Films.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had their dicks deep.
They were
the
Blue House of the early 2000s.
Yes.
And 80s and 90s.
Now it makes sense that there was a Ryan Reynolds and an Abs in this movie.
I mean, yeah, because they worked mostly out of Canada for tax purposes.
Ah, yeah. Yeah. Those You always get those cheap movies made in Canada.
Same reason they didn't have Kane Hodder for the Friday the 13th remake, because it was mostly produced in Canada, so it was easier to hire a Canadian.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they had, what is that, Mears?
Yeah,
this guy, I think, was good chap. Just, he's just not Kane Hodder.
Yeah.
Yeah, anywho. So, yeah, that's kind of Amityville. It's just a mod, can't say modern anymore, because that's like 20 years ago now, but there's just modern adaptation of the 1975 classic.
It was so old that seeing Ryan Reynolds with a beard back then was actually shocking.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, so it was fine. I mean, it
got shit on, and I don't think it deserved to get shit on. I think it's actually an all right movie. It's just an all right movie in a terrible franchise of movies.
Yes. I my thing,
don't make me
just,
put on the Amityville Death Toilet trailer again.
When we can't do, well, we tried to do it, but somebody else didn't want to do it.
anywho, was the problem.
That was true. That was true. Actually,
the movie was so underground we couldn't.
It wasn't for lack of trying.
Exactly. No reputable streaming service wanted it on their platform.
They did not.
But yeah, so to me, it's like it kind of, for me, it did the biggest sin for remakes, and it didn't add anything really new. So it just was pretty much I don't want to say it's the shot for shot remake, but it's pretty much the same movie.
Just so you guys don't think of false advertising, by the way, the movie has been out for several years now. It's not coming out soon.
Yes.
Just to let you know.
Yeah. Unless you hop in the time machine.
I would throw out my initial gambit that I think it's actually so okay, I'd go good. Personally.
I was gonna say, to me, it's between meh and good is where I kind of got it.
I'd give it good, yeah.
Fuck it. It's got
Ryan Reynolds abs. It's got the abs, guys.
You sold me.
I mean, even when shit got boring, like, there was still Ryan being weird. He's possessed. He's got fucking abs.
Honestly,
there was always something going on.
Honestly, while I do know that I was in my drunken phase when I was watching this, I'm also pretty sure that I remember thinking that wasn't really that good, but majority rules, so okay.
But you just didn't get the abs, I guess.
Funnily enough, you're right, because he was male. I generally, it's female abs that I find myself attracted to.
You tell me you can't.
It's not like flicking your beam, I was just envious.
Kind of like, goddamn.
Right.
Them some abs. Yeah. I can appreciate
that's possible. Like that. Fucking abs. What are you doing here, bro? Like, it's just.
I don't have abs. I got.
It's like
I got
when you
king.
Go to a museum.
I got
do that
for a solid. Yeah. One large ab build.
Yeah.
Right.
Six of them. Nah,
I didn't know there could be multiple.
Six abs. Yeah.
It's like when you go to a museum, you see the
Superman
statue
six abs?
Of whatever.
Right.
It's specifically the dust that rises off flour. Flour silos need reinforced structure. If flour was to ignite plus fire suppression. What are we talking about, Bill?
Explosive.
It was making a new horror film about like cakes killing people and shit. And Bill's like, oh, hey, flour is actually bustable. I was like, oh shit, I didn't know that.
Or you can just put poison in it. That'll also kill someone pretty.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Or you can possess them and make them killer donuts.
Carter, are you being a deer and writing down where things are going?
Of course I am, honey.
What are we agreeing on? Are we agreeing on? It's good.
It's good. Three out of four says it's good.
Yeah, I say good.
Majority rules.
Okay, perfect. Who's next?
Yes.
I'll go next. Seeing as Suspiria is playing in my ears right now. So Suspiria 2018 took the Giallo, very famous Giallo movie from the 70s about a lady who goes to a dance school. But dance school is full of fucking witches, and they're all trying to turn her into a witch or a sacrifice, depending on what day they're feeling like. And it was renowned for its almost visually invasive use of neon lighting, absolutely LSD-induced, trippy, fucking mind-fuck scenes pretty much the whole way throughout the movie. And as
they would say before an ECW event, scenes of graphic violence. And I will say, in credit to the 2018 movie, had all of that in spades with some fantastic visuals that you just couldn't pull off back in the day to sell the story as well. I did feel that it was... My main issue with the remake for this was that it was like, I feel like I'm just watching a buffed up version of the Giallo movie. Like it really felt like just a rehash of the movie. There was no kind of...
Yeah.
I like when you do a remake and you take a different look at it, you know, and kind of be like, let's explore something else. Or, you know, there's some stuff that they had to gloss over because of legalities or special effects not being able to be handled as well back in the day, that there was a lot of potential in Suspiria for me for them to be able to enhance some of the stuff from the former movie and delve into some of the aspects of it that they didn't really get to delve into as much in the original. And I feel they kind of missed the boat on that. But it is visually fantastic. If you are looking for just a modernized, souped-up HD version, this is in the chat that you're all laughing at, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get to that later. There's a modernized HD version with some buffed-up graphic scenes. Buffed-up scenes that were enhanced graphically. I think it's a really, really... I put it in great, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't fuck up on it. I think they just missed the boat on getting to explore some aspects of it differently, maybe.
Yeah, like, I remember watching it, but I think we just watched it the one time, so it's like, it's in my head, but it's like trying to, like, I for some reason I didn't remember it having as much as like the bright color stuff that the original had. From what I can remember, but I could be wrong. Obviously, it's not shot by Argento, so it's a different person
Argento,
doing it.
Not Giallo. Thank you. Sorry. Yeah.
Argento. Yeah. But yeah, I think it did the same thing. Where we're kind of similar to with the Amityville Horror. I don't think it did enough to make it stand out from the original to where, like you were saying, it could go down a different path or something. That, like I said, that was the same with the previous film.
Terrible.
See you, Bill. That's one of my biggest pet peeves with remakes is if you're going to remake it, try to take, don't completely alter it, but like go somewhere else with it. And
I like
that's
the way you added in the don't completely alter it because you knew I was going to throw what you said back in your face when it got to Halloween 2007. There's going to be an argument when this movie comes up later on, folks.
Yeah, it's
like
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say it's if you're not going to change it that much, then just don't do it. Like, just watch the original. So at least make it worth.
I wouldn't mind if it was an original where it was kind of like the movie was fucked in the original. I think we can redo this better. You know what I mean? But you're taking a classic and just redoing it.
I get that.
I get the marketing side of it as well, because it's just there are some people that are out there going, fucking 1987. I'm not watching that. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, like, I agree, but I do feel like they did kind of up the horror thriller. Like, I don't know. Like, I remember kind of it stuck with me, you know, especially like the visuals when, what was that, all that shit lower, or what the fuck did they trip into? The underground part.
The cult?
Yeah, well, the one room where everything fucking happened and shit. Like, they did add visuals to it, but you're right, like, they didn't really add story-wise anything to it.
I'll be honest, I actually saw this before seeing the original, so I enjoyed this for what it was. I didn't think I was going to. For some reason, I had it in my head that I wouldn't enjoy the remake. I don't know why, but I remember putting it on, and I remember thinking it was pretty good, and then afterwards I saw the original, and I don't know, for me this one kind of sticks out in my head a little bit more. So I thought it was a really good job, and the visuals that they brought in, especially they had one girl doing all the contortionist stuff as like that spell was being cast, and that is just,
she's very bendy,
but visually it's, you know, it gives a very visually disturbing scene, and I thought that worked really well.
I'm going to go with Grace.
Yeah.
Grace.
I'd be happy enough to put that. Grace, yeah.
Everybody else?
Yeah.
Grace? Anyone in the chat want to disagree with us? Everyone in the chat seems to be agreeing with us, to be honest.
Yeah.
Grace.
Joseph says he feels that one of the best scene-for-scene remakes is The Hills Have Eyes.
Well, we'll get to that.
No, we won't.
Some other time, completely, because that's not on the list.
Yeah, it's not in the...
Do you want to go next character, or will I?
I had to be selective, so some of them didn't get picked, so... Same as the vampire one last week. Go ahead, Carter, sorry.
So, I want to pick 13 Ghosts. I fucking love this movie. It's got this story of where dad's lost his wife. He's trying to figure out how to raise these two kids with a mountain of fucking medical debt just hanging over him. Excuse me. And a relative that he didn't know he had passed away, leaves him this gigantic fucking house, loads of fucking money. All you got to do is come up to the house. You know, you're typical, like, hey, we're out in the middle of nowhere. Just come out here. This won't be a bad thing.
Matthew Lillard in his...
Fucking Matthew Lillard, Tony Shalhoub.
Oh,
gem. Oh, God, man. And when they show up to the house, it's this gigantic glass fucking house with all these weird fucking markings on the windows. And it's just super fucking, well, it's just super fucking creepy. And come to find out, the uncle liked, you know, playing with the dead, trapping them, doing all sorts of shit. And this house was just one gigantic trap to fuck everybody else that was, you know, that was in the house, and all this horrid shit goes south. I've seen the original, and for the time period, it was kooky, but the fucking remake, man, I've seen it so many fucking times. I fucking love it.
That's one that I like, if I'm bored and I can't think of something to throw on, that's I can chuck that on and chill.
I own this movie on VHS.
I have this on VHS, Blu-ray, and DVD for some reason.
It was such a
I had movie. It on VHS, but I got rid of my VHS collection.
Yeah,
I believe I have it on DVD around here.
It came out because it was, what, 2001 when this came out? So, like, that was around the time I was, like, working at Walmart, and they had, like, that little section where it was, like, $5 VHSs, and I was like, yes, please.
Special effects wise, this got shit on a lot, and I kind of don't know why. I really enjoyed this.
Right.
I will say, I think where they really fucked up in this, and they had a change of director at one stage. They were planning on going, and some of you young kids out there probably won't even know what we're going to start talking about right now, because it doesn't exist in your world anymore, in the world of streaming. But there used to be this fantastic thing on DVDs called special features. One of the good things about the special features were if a director had been shafted by the studio into making a different version of the movie that he wanted, in the special features you get an accumulated bunch of deleted scenes that 90% of the time you would sit there going, why was this even taken out of the fucking movie? I don't get, actually this makes a lot of sense to me now.
Right.
And whatever. Yeah. But
that's why they were holding that
thing
there.
So what they did have was shitloads of mini movies as to what happened, the ghosts, and how they ended up being in the boxes.
Oh, dude, and that was sick too.
You got one or two little ones in the movie. But there was a lot more of them, like the lady in the bathtub. There's a full story about her, and it's
the princess.
It's tragic, and it would have fleshed
I might have a way of getting them.
I'd love to go through them sometime. I'm pretty sure I can rummage them off of YouTube if I needed to.
I'm sure some people have done a documentary on this already. Sorry, I got the hiccups, guys. But there was a lot of very cool content that was removed out of this, but I never really understood the hate for the special effects in this. I know there's a lot of CGI, but I don't know how else you're going to make people look like fucking ghosts.
I think all of the houses have some very cool practical
effects going with how the house mechanics work and stuff like that. This is one of these guilty pleasure ones for me where like the majority hated it and I'm just kind of like, fuck off.
Good movie. I loved it.
And I loved the glasses idea that we had to make a special pair of glasses ghosts. I thought that was dope as shit and just brought so much of the fucking. In that scene with Matthew Lillard, where they're trapped kind of down below and he can see the ghost, so he's like, left, right, like trying to fucking move it away. Like that makes so much.
Alex Page says, I've always loved 13 Ghosts. Wish the movie covered more of the backstory of the ghosts.
Where's that? Oh, yeah.
Which you said they kind of did on the bonus features. So.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
You're seeing chats that I am not.
No, they're there.
Yeah, same here.
It's like four messages. I believe
that they're there. It's just.
Four messages up from the bottom, please.
Joseph says, perfect example of feature, a special features or special edition is Dawn of the Dead and many missing scenes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably get to that. Long live physical media. Yep. That one is on.
Who's next?
Great.
Oh, yeah. We
got to put it in.
Where are we putting this?
Great.
I'm going to say good.
Yeah, you're right.
I like it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, that's why I'm putting it as good.
So I'm saying, yeah. No, I was going to say. So it's like I find most of my guilty pleasures are just good.
Yeah. We'll go good.
Give me a version of the movie with all the fucking backstories in it, guys, and we'll talk.
Oh.
Okay. Good for 13 Ghosts.
It's his turn.
Giz's turn. What movie is Giz going to pick? What are you doing?
I am going to go with The Thing. Which 1982 version, which the original version is the 50s based on the story Who Goes There, and I think that's what the film was called as well.
No. The something planet shit.
I thought the original film was Who Goes There. Anyway, I'll let them look stuff up while I just talk about stuff. But yeah, basically the whole point of the story is that a group of guys in a research station up in the arse end of Alaska end up running afoul of a shape-shifting creature from outer space, which basically ingests and then copies whatever it can in a bid to try and get to a more populated area so that it can spread like a virus and dominate the entire planet. The lads had found records of a crashed spaceship thanks to some Swedish researchers who had been up there before them. And I'm not going to lie, I only realized what year Buzz had put on this version now, and I thought he was after putting in the film that was made after this.
The pre-make?
Which I think personally is also really, really fun.
Terrible CGI.
It's the Thing from Another World is the original title.
Terrible CGI in the remake, the pre-make.
I like the story, and I like the fact
terrible CGI. Do you know that up until 5 months before production, they had all practical effects in that movie?
Yeah.
And then they were releasing a Thing video game, and they thought that the practical effects were going to make the PS2 level graphics look bad. So they're like, let's put some PS2 monsters in our Hollywood blockbuster film.
Fucking morons. I've heard actually that they're supposed to be, well, I think people tried to dig up a version whereby it was still the practical effects, but.
But the guys that made the practical effects went and made a different movie.
We covered all this in an episode, I can't remember the name of it,
but they made a different movie where they basically took all of their practical effects and orchestrated an entire story around the monsters that they had and worked with that. So the story is very loosey-goosey, but it's visually fantastic.
Well, this one anyway was directed by John Carpenter, which means that the music is also by John Carpenter, which adds a fantastic kind of sense of, I don't know, the music just works. Yeah. I don't know. He's always able to add a sense of tension with the music he does. It's the same in Prince of Darkness. We have Kurt Russell being unchained from John Carpenter's basement, or maybe back in those days it was John Carpenter chained up in Kurt Russell's basement. I can't remember which, but there was definitely some form of chaining and symbiotic relationship going on. But this is one of those films that I saw at a very impressionable age, and as a result, loved it, because it was sci-fi horror, and the practical effects in it are fucking awesome. They stand up to pretty much anything that you'd have nowadays, especially that scene where they're doing like the defibrillator on the chest, and it just vanishes, and it's just this maw of sharp teeth.
Fucking brutal.
And you just take the arms, and it was cool. It was brilliant. But yeah, this, for me, definitely goes up there as a great film, and one that like needs to be remembered for all time.
I just love the tension of this film, mm-hmm. just the paranoia of not being able to know who to trust.
Except at the very end, because clearly Giles is a shapeshifter and Mac is a human.
Yeah, because everybody argues that.
Yep.
He gave the man a Molotov cocktail and drank it. I just absolutely love the film because it just, the story is great. It just, the tension that the film brings up doesn't like let loose throughout the, once shit happens, it's
very early on into the movie sets this precedent of nothing is what it seems. And it never lets loose on that. No matter, it's not like it's just tension, 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 tension the whole time. Like with any John Carpenter movie, it's conducted majestically as these beautiful flows. And when you start to think everything's leveling out, that's when he's going to come grab you. But the one thing that never lets up is this constant drilling in the background that any one of these fucking dudes I'm standing in the room with right now might be a psychotic alien. And I kind of don't know what to do with that information, you know? Great.
But yeah.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I was
talking about
a
Harbinger Down.
Harbinger Down. That's it. Yeah. Harbinger Down.
Yeah. Because I didn't know that that's why that movie came to be, but I remember tripping over that movie one night. And after you said that, I was like, dude, that would have to be that one then. It's like, that's just the thing on a boat.
Boat thing. Carter, do you have thoughts?
Dude, this is a great fucking movie, especially when it comes to special effects and acting.
Even watch the intro to Harbinger Down. It's all fucking, like...
Unlike Giz, I'm not a fan of the prequel, but I think they fucking killed it on the first one here. Hey, Charlie the Demon.
Charlie!
Welcome to the show.
Good to see you.
Talking about remakes right now.
About Charlie. I mean, to be pedantic, you're one dead fly. Yep, you are one dead fly.
It's waiting, dude. It's waiting for his cameo from when one of us picks that film.
Huh. It's like
for me, I'd say like this is like a great fucking movie.
Yeah, not this movie, which is Harbinger Down, which is also kind of actually one idea. Also a great movie.
I don't think I've seen it. No, I kind of
want
to
check that out. I won't lie to you.
It was interesting.
I won't lie to you. If the thing when
Lance Henriksen trapped on a boat with bad shit
happening. Okay with this? I'll make a deal with you now. If we, when we pick the movies from the list that are going to be picked this week, if the thing happens to be in that list, considering we've done the thing, the original, the prequel, and the remake, and done like an entire documentary of how all three of them tied together on the TV show, maybe instead of reviewing The Thing again, we review Harbinger Down.
That could be interesting.
I'd be down for
that. How do people feel about that? I don't know why Jane, Silent Bob are on my screen right now. Not even going to complain.
No. Dude, I was just watching Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back a couple days ago. Fucking love that movie. Motherfucker.
Noise.
But yeah, I am fine with that, because we did obviously we've done a lot of these movies, especially me and Carter doing original versus remake for a good year or so, and other and you guys doing them too. So yeah,
That is an acceptable replacement.
In a not original versus remake capacity, Giz and I have covered every one of these movies personally. Okay, I'm not trying to wiggle anybody's arm here, but to get things moving on, because I would like to be finished up on the hour, if possible. Well, a little after.
Yep.
Are we going through all of these tonight, by the way? Or is it like...
No. Just as many as we can fit in the allotted time.
Oh, okay, and then pick it up next week. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right, okay, sounds good. I feel I'm safe in saying great from everybody, right? It's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The thing. She's great.
Okay. Down we go.
Great.
Back to me.
Maybe just do one more round. No, me.
You were first. First. Yeah. One more round, and then are we picking three movies out of this round?
Yes.
For Thursday.
Correct. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect.
Correct.
I know the system.
Gonna pick. Yep. It's not a comp. I made it as uncomplicated as possible.
I appreciate that.
We all do.
Yep. I'm going to go with, my God.
Who?
Oh, my God. Ooh, baby.
I'm just going to sit back and eat some popcorn and cut out some carrots.
Yeah.
This is the Rob Zombie remake, for anybody who's unaware.
Oh, no, hang on. I'm in on this one. Sorry. I was thinking of a different one.
No. This is the good remake. No,
this is the 2000.
I am down like a clown. Well, Charlie Brown.
So this is the Rob Zombie's remake of the 1978 classic Halloween, which tells the tale of young Michael Myers. To start off the film, at least he's young. But this movie kind of does what I kind of said I like it to do. Is it kind of added a little bit. The first half, and then the second half, it was just shot for shot remake.
Most importantly, it added hillbillies.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm trying to lean in and I can't, cords everywhere. Everybody, what is the true epitome of evil? Cousin fucking. That's the Rob Zombie way.
Isn't that most of America?
Maybe. But definitely the Rob Zombie way. So this movie kind of tries to give you a backstory of why Michael Myers is the epitome of evil and not having to deal with.
Fuck his cousin.
We're not talking about that timeline. This is a different timeline, Giz. Halloween.
Oh, so many timelines.
Yes. We find out that the reason why Michael Myers is a crazy bastard is because he's a neglected child with a broken home.
Who would have thunk?
I mean, it did say Rob Zombie's Halloween, so I had a good idea.
Are you sure you didn't mean from a broken home as opposed to walking around with a broken home?
Maybe it's both. Anywho, the whole first half of the movie, we just see Michael as a young child and just bad shit happening. You know, his oddly, I'm not going to use the word I was just going to use because that's not appropriate. His stepdad, not a nice guy.
Grapey.
Well, I wasn't going to say that word, but that is also a little bit.
Well, more gropey than grapey, to be honest. But yeah, inappropriately gropey.
Oh, fine. Screw it. He's also a little bit of a homophobic. We'll just put it out there because he just randomly just throws slurs out here just like they're fucking throwing fucking shit on. I don't know. This dude, piece of shit. He's just a piece of shit. We'll just say that. His mom's a stripper. His sister's a whore. His stepdad's abusive drunk.
One of his sisters is a whore.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
That's true.
Is she actually getting paid?
I forgot about Baby Boo. I
can't remember.
I don't know, Giz. Because that's
the definition.
Oh, I don't know. I'll call Rob Zombie later and ask him. we'll not be doing that. But anywho, so
Rob
that's
can't
the
come to the phone right now because he's driving his Dracula. Leave the message after the beep. Beep.
And I'll say, Mr. Rob Zombie, just stick to music and stop making noise.
Shut the fuck up. No.
I'll take it back. Stop making remakes of movies. Make your own movies. Your own movies.
I like
don't
the monsters.
The
I like.
No, I thought you hated it.
No,
I thought we talked about it was how bad it was. Anyway,
yeah, me and him like
I talked about how bad it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a different story for a different day. Or just go watch our episode.
I like the monsters. I got what he was doing with it.
Yeah, But yeah, so the first half is we're trying to find out what happened and how he became Michael Myers and evil and all that stuff. And then the second half of the movie is just a remake from the original. He comes to Haddonfield. He goes after his sister. There's a Dr. Loomis walking around being Dr. Loomis.
Well, he's not really been the conventional Dr. Loomis, because this Dr. Loomis is a fucking asshole.
Modern doctor.
Yeah.
He was more of an asshole.
One of the reasons that Michael Myers ends up being even more psychotic than he originally was is because of the essential just media filled press tour that Dr. Loomis had managed to just turn into a
that was the second one
cash cow,
wasn't it?
The second one,
I think they did that more in the second one than they did
where he's
the
asshole.
The second one he merged into his head.
Yeah,
you don't talk about the second one.
This one he was at least somewhat kind of fucking don't get me started on that. This one he was
being a bit of a dick in the first one.
He's a bit of a dick.
He was.
Then again, it's been a while.
The original Dr. Loomis is kind of a dick. So I mean, but not to this. This is a Rob Zombie film. So your level of dick, just don't take that out of context.
Don't see how you could. No, you're good.
Yeah, and yet, so I'm good for finding next week's or Thursday's previews on the Gorecasting right there. But yeah, so I put this movie as bad. I don't like it. You just
spent the last 2 minutes praising it.
No, I didn't. I am such I'm such a big fan of the original that I just think this was a bastardization of the original film. And that's why I say, Rob Zombie, don't remake movies, especially Halloween. Do your own thing.
Well, I will say that he did a better job than the other series of remakes.
That's true. That is true.
Except for the first movie. The first movie was very good, and it gave us a lot of hope. And then, all of a sudden, the White Horse made a lot more sense, and you're just like, well, this is fucking, at least it's not COVID that's fucking taking out the whole goddamn Jesus. Fuck.
It's sad that trilogy, or those two movies, actually made me like Rob Zombie's Halloween a little bit more, because that's a hard thing to do. But yeah, I don't know. Okay, I'll take it from bad to meh. I'll go meh. Because there are parts that I do like. I just don't like the backstory
And I am a little bit biased because I'm a Rob Zombie fan. But I really believe that this is a fine example of taking the original source material and exploring it. And I know John Carpenter had a big issue where it was kind of like the whole point of Michael Myers is supposed to be like he's a merciless killer like a shark, and there's no reasoning for it or whatever. I get that too, 100%. I get that makes for a very scary killer, but seeing the sheer psychotic mind of Michael Myers grow into what we know it to be, I found really intriguing. And I liked the visuals in it. I will agree. Like, did we have to turn everybody into fucking psychotic fucking pipe-smoking rednecks? Probably not. But, you know, like, it's Rob Zombie, you know, fucking lean into your wheelhouse. You know what I mean? But I think it's a very interesting exploration of what had been a story that had been drilled into the ground previously at that stage. I feel, personally, like going great. And I know I'm probably the only one. And the silence is making me believe that is
true. Well, not really, because look, to be fair, I actually really enjoyed the first film, and watching both of them together, for me, it made sense. But then again, I'm not the diehard fucking Halloween fan that you or Buzz are. And considering the amount of remakes and the amount of absolute shite, because when you think about it, the only two, for me, the only two good Halloween movies originally was the first and second one. And, you know, even when they did the most recent remake, that was pretty cool. The problem was that they had it set instead of the second movie rather than after the second movie. What?
He said there's been a hit set on you at this moment, Johnny, I think. Yeah. You can fucking at me, Halloween fans. I don't care. I'll stand by my goddamn word.
No, I enjoy this one.
You better know your fucking cinematography, by the way, because if you want to get into this, I'll get into it. No problem. I'll give you reasons why this movie's fucking great. but it'll be a very, very long episode and I don't have time. So email me. No, you know what? Retract that. Don't fucking email me. Don't. Keep your opinions
so
to yourself.
So anyway, I also would be inclined to go with either good or great. Good at the very least, maybe great.
I'm going to need a definitive answer. It's the way that this system works.
We'll see what Carter goes with it, and then maybe
good idea. Decision.
See?
So, I'm a zombie fan. I love his movies. Yes. And I cannot argue. And I cannot argue with Johnny. Like, cinematography is really good. But the movie itself is just like, meh. Like, I was not a fan, dude. Like, it's not the worst thing he's ever done by far. 31, but it's not the best shit that I've ever seen come out of him, you know?
Am I the only one on 31?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
So we'll say that.
And I love shit-ass movies, but fuck.
If me and Carter are both meh, and you guys are great to good, then we can just compromise and just put it in good.
I'm okay with that. You okay with that? I'm okay with that.
Yep.
No, because we.
Oh, my day.
Okay.
That's kind of the middle ground of it.
Me. I'm kind of also trying to look at, like, what do I want to watch for Thursday?
Yeah.
I don't want to. Oh, yeah, no, this won't make it into the great pile. Okay, this won't make it. This is not going into the great pile, but I feel we.
Please tell me you're going to do the bees!
The bees!
Yes! Oh, no.
It's the bees! Give me a minute. Where is it?
Oh, God.
The bees are back in town! Oh. I haven't seen this one, but I just know of the bees. And I saw the original. Same with just Nicolas Cage.
What is that? What is that? What is it?
Oh,
no, not the bees.
Man, I'm so happy.
Not the bees. Bees.
The cinema, the acting. Do you know what the funny thing is? They're not in his eyes. It's a hilarious thing.
Oh my God, the bees.
Yeah, so that's a.
Behold the future of comedy.
Yep, that's true. Behold the future of comedy, because that is like, Wicker Man 2006. Starring the one and only Nicolas Cage. It's an originally it is a fucking early 1980s?
70s.
Late 70s. Late 70s.
Tell you now.
73.
Early 70s. Okay. 73. So if you were fans of like Midsommar and movies like that, you would probably be a big fan of the original Wicker Man. Story of a cop that goes out to investigate a series of missing people on an island, at which point he runs into this kind of pagan cult that he knows that it's a pagan cult there. He's unaware of exactly how deep the roots of the pagan cult lie within the town. He tries to discover where all these kids are going missing and people are going missing, and eventually realizes that he has been somehow cohorted into an evil plot involving the entire town, because the whole fucking town are a bunch of pagan cultists. And long story short, they need a virgin to sacrifice. An old fucking Bobby Jim there ain't popped his clogs, as the case may be, as the time.
So I think it was a virgin so much as a non-believer or a Christian or something.
No. The virgin's a crucial part of it.
Oh, okay.
The virgin's a crucial part of it. So it turns out that all of the missing children and people that have been missing, no one's been missing. Everybody knew where they were. The only person that didn't know where
he's
they were
been
was the cop. Why?
He's
been snookered. And he gets shoved into a large wicker man and set on fire, and then I can't remember the ins and outs of it. Then I'm assuming everybody's crops were great for another year.
I felt bad for the animals. No, we never knew. Like, it just ended that way. Supposedly, it was going to happen.
That was the intention.
Yeah, yeah. Was it actually for a good crop?
Actually, yeah.
Supposedly, the crops had been bad.
You mentioned the word pagans, normally it's a good crop.
Guys, it's basically, it goes back to
pagan times.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, there is writings from the Romans who witnessed people being burned alive inside a giant wicker man as part of solstice festivals.
Yeah. Good crop, which is why we wanted the virgin.
Yeah. Yeah.
To give you good virgin
and
soil.
Since the last person didn't work, we upped our ante to.
Harry, what's going on? How are you? Oh, Wicker Man, huh? Yeah, it's a bad movie.
But they'd also have like.
Good movie originally. Like, bad remake. Very bad remake.
Yeah. They'd also have like livestock and things in there as well as part of the sacrifice.
Did you heard everything like screaming?
Gary,
with
I would
him.
Say definitely go watch it. Just for how bad it is, because
the original,
no, the remake. Watch the remake.
Original's
just
good.
For how bad it is, because Nicolas Cage knocks a 14-year-old girl clean the fuck out at one stage during the movie, and it is hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, she tries to block him as he's trying to get away. He's just like, "Boof, we gotta go."
One would wonder if he did it in real life.
Probably it's Nicolas Cage. If you,
when you get into the Nicolas Cage zone, everybody's just like money.
Yeah, we all going bad. I think it's bad. Oh no, wait. Oh my God, why is this made?
I've not seen.
I haven't seen the remake.
So
I've seen the original, but I've heard it's bad.
For it.
Trust it is.
Oh my God,
it is.
Why was this made?
It is historically bad. Oh my God, why was this made? Yeah. I'm just going to put it in bad for the moment and then do a scroll.
Damn. Well, you know why. Because of
let
the bees.
Me move you. There we go, you fucker.
Because of the bees. Move. That's why it was made.
Zoom this out a little bit. There we go. Now we can have everything in the one list. Okay. Two Films more movies to go, kids.
So you put it in. You put this in. Why
oh
was
my
this
gosh,
made?
Why was this made? Yeah.
Yes. That's where it goes.
Sweet. Okay.
Carter, I think it's your turn.
Just keeping up with everybody. I'm going to go with The Fog. So here we go. You know, you've got this little fucking town. They're trying to do all good and, you know, enjoy life. And this fog comes off the ocean and by God, it brings like ghost pirates, and the ghost pirates just start going through town, fucking people up. The fog disappears. Oh, look, the ghosts disappear. Everybody's like, what the fuck? As the movie progresses, we realize there's a few people who are like, oh shit, I think it's them. Fuck me. All right. Oh, look, it's a town with secrets.
What?
Go fucking
a horror movie with a town with secrets.
Oh. Right. Right.
You think you are?
God forbid this be like some little place that's never did fucking horror that just like shit tripped
not,
over.
No,
no.
Not all the
they
best
fucking
remakes,
earn it.
Harry. We just have a series of remakes and we're ranking them. So the ones up the top are great. The ones in the middle are
right.
Good, meh, bad. And oh my God, why was this made?
Yeah. And the ones at the very, very top are the ones that we're pulling from.
Yeah. They're the poo. We won't be doing all these tonight.
And come to find out, this little town fucked over some pirates way back in the day. And these pirates are like, you know what? It's been long enough. Revenge. Served cold. Let's fucking do this. And they just come a fucking everybody's day up.
As ghost pirates do.
Things this movie had. Right. Things this movie had. Well, ghosts, pirates, fog. An old boy from Smallville.
And Selma Blair. Don't forget Selma Blair.
Fuck, that's
Blair,
right.
Probably
Selma
the only
Blair.
Good reason to watch this movie.
Although I don't really. I
would agree.
Really? I see. I
She's
left
the
her
only
off the
one that does
like,
any
yeah,
acting
Selma
in
Blair.
The entire fucking thing.
Yeah.
Come on,
Smallville
did some shit.
He could have been in Smallville. It was Clark.
It's already a knock against him because you don't know his actual name. It's just Smallville. That shows
Tom,
how.
No, Tom.
No, it is Tom. No, he's right. It is Tom. I just can't remember the rest of it either.
No.
Tom Smallville. It's, you know, I mean, like.
Tom Smallville.
Fuck, I can't remember.
I'll look. Just talk.
Anyway, Ghost Pirates and
right.
Tom Welling.
Thank you. See, there was a well. I knew that town has a well. I just forgot his name. I'm not going to.
I almost spit
dry. when compared to the original dude, they try to like you know replicate a lot of the stuff, but just not well. You know, and I, we talked about it before the show. It's not saying like the original Fog was great by any means, but it was good.
It was perfectly fine for definite.
Right. Yeah. You know, and here they did try to kind of like torque the story a little bit with like that whole, you look like, you know, the, what was her name? The chick that the pirate fell in love with. So like they've tried to kind of do this whole like united love thing. It just, by the time it was over, it was like, I don't fucking...
many year ago. Okay, right. Don't kill me. Yar, like, I won't kill you, but I'll kill Superman.
With this shared
it's like a
question. Since the day I saw this movie, why do the ghosts in this movie look worse than the ghosts in the 1980, whatever it was? It makes...
lower budget.
Thank you.
It's early 2000s horror movie.
How can, like, there's dude, 11 I'm years sorry. Of movie How can you have a low between budget? One and two. Right.
Blame Tom Superman. Or whatever his name is. Smallville. Dirt Sales Ball.
Tom Weller, Buzz. If you don't know his name.
I don't, and I don't care. I hate this movie. Go ahead.
Bad
keep going.
Movie.
Bad. No, it is. I cannot think of good things. Awful. Like, I like Smallville. Okay, so, that was about yeah,
well, I watched Smallville.
Do we think this movie's bad, or do we think this movie's, oh my God, why was this bad?
Yes.
Some of the players
I remember.
No, I mean, like,
I remember thinking it was
I'd
bad.
Say bad.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
I did see it.
Terrible CGI, boring movie, no Tom Atkins. I mean, it just adds up.
Where's the mystery of how did Tom Atkins end up in bed with Jamie Lee Curtis in this? You see the whole fucking thing happen in this movie.
It was the fucking stash,
is
dude.
Is the mystery of how Tom Weller ended up in bed with Selma Blair?
No, there was no mystery. It wasn't Selma Blair. It's the blonde chick.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, he's Dave Superman, so you can't understand.
He was very charming in the car, and then you see the car arrive, and they're all like, ah, and then they get to the house, and everyone's wet, and then sex.
Where, never mind.
Because it was raining.
Yeah, bad.
That's how she got the car in the first place, guys.
Right?
Because it was raining.
My bad.
My God. You sick, my bad. You dirty pervert.
We're getting slippery over here.
She's like, shit, I need shelter from the rain. My
shame,
God, that
shame
mustache.
Shame on all of you.
I know.
All of you.
It's your turn. Last movie for the
night. It better be great. Fucking... Just saying.
Dawn of the Dead.
It better be not that one, but also great.
What the fuck?
What was Halloween 2007? Oh, I moved Friday the 13th into good instead of. Sorry, that's supposed to be still up here. No money joking. Pick whatever movie you want.
Yeah, I was going to say Dawn of the Dead because I think it is fucking great.
Okay.
It was the first zombie movie that, I suppose, introduced the idea of actual fast-moving zombies. Not people that are infected with some fucking rage virus. Not some other fucking excuse. These are actual dead folk that got up and moved like grease fucking lightning because they were going to eat every bit of you, not just your fucking brains.
Fine example of all of this getting ready to be seen now.
Yeah. And like it's from the very beginning. There's like maybe 5 minutes worth of introducing characters and then it is...
If... Oh, yeah.
And then it is go. Fucking full on fucking from the beginning. John Carter, fucking Johnny Cash singing fucking. Oh. Man Comes Around. There we go. My brain froze there for a second. Oh, no, that's at the end of it. No, it's at the beginning as well. Yeah. We have. Yeah. But it takes
the end of it's like get up, come on, get down with the sickness. With the
yeah, because they have the
come
fucking
on, get down with the sickness.
They have the Richard Cheese version in the middle of it, and that's that. And then they have the Disturbed version later on. But yeah, it takes the idea from the original film, which is to have a bunch of people that are trapped inside in a supermarket or a fucking shopping center or a mall, as you American people call it. Only this time, it's more than just three, and there's actually an entire.
You say he that did. So offensively.
I don't
it's
understand it
sometimes.
Myself.
So it's not just me. Like, okay.
But anyway.
I just take it as that's just natural gifts.
See, Buzz gets it.
I've worked
okay.
on it.
Sometimes I'm just like.
So let's move on.
And I get it right. It's the
I'm American. I suck. I get it.
Thank you. Anyway. It's fucking New Roman. Anyway. So the.
they all get locked up together in a shopping center. There are security guards who are trying to make this their own personal fortress, but that doesn't go well. You have Ving Rhames playing a cop, and he's a bit of a badass. You have
Because it's fucking Ving Rhames.
Yeah.
Right.
You have an interesting group dynamic whereby most people are just ordinary folks. Some of them, over the course of the movie, do extraordinary things. They have to deal with the reality that if you are bit, you're going to turn, and therefore loved ones need to be put down before they endanger the entire group. You also have to put up with a zombie baby do ripping your throat out, because that's a thing, and it's
which
great.
Was a good addition.
Yeah, it was. It's they were channeling their inner Peter Jackson. It was fucking great. But overall, I have to say, considering like Romero quite literally wrote the book on fucking doing zombie movies, this by Zack Snyder was a fantastic fucking remake. It had everything that Romero had in it, including the idea of using this as a microcosm to examine human nature, which is pretty much what Romero tried to do with most, if not all, of his zombie movies.
And the kind of undertones of just general
social commentary.
Well, the social commentary undertones of general addictive personalities towards commercialism in America, which is like, oh my god, we're being attacked by zombies. Where would she go? Mall? We go to the mall.
Well, hang on. To be fair, in terms of resources, it's not a bad idea. Because...
I'm not disputing that, but I'm just saying that like that is like documented as one of the reasons that they end up in the mall in the story. In the Romero version.
I'm totally heading to a fucking
Okay, because I'm pretty sure in this one it's just a case of resources, because
of the resources in the first movie. It's just, it's kind of,
it was more fear and like, this is going to run long if I get into this.
Anyway, point is that it is an excellent update and an excellent remake of the original. It introduced a lot of things that since this movie has come out, other films and other TV shows have adapted, primarily the idea that zombies can move faster than 2 miles an hour. Just the viciousness, the visceral nature of the film itself, and the characters that, for the most part, you're really rooting for them by the end of it, you know, and when they have to leave, there's some really cool stuff. And the thing with fucking Andy up on the gun shop is harrowing.
Oh,
that's,
dude.
Yeah. That's a rough one.
Yeah. Yeah. But overall, I have to say, I would consider Dawn of the Dead 2004 to be fucking great.
Poor fucking Andy.
I agree. I think it's definitely a good modern adaptation of an absolute classic. Probably one of the best zombie films, the original.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, it definitely
I think this one definitely...
As to how to do zombie.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think this movie did justice to it and was great.
Zombies can't miss for most of the time, I think. Just that some
there's
some
like,
terrible zombie movies.
There's so many shit fucking
there
zombie
are some
films.
Abysmal zombie movies.
I'm not trying to sound bad, but like post Walking Dead TV show, the amount of shit zombie movies which are people talking for 3 hours
like
and four zombies being seen during the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because they use The Walking Dead as a template. That's just a terrible idea.
Said, yeah.
Well, you said post button.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. After everybody saw The Walking Dead, they were like, oh, we can just do a zombie movie with four zombies and
right.
walking
so,
around talking
post.
Shit for fucking 2.5 hours with no substance. Okay, so movies for Thursday night are going to be Suspiria, Not the Thing. We're going to swap that out for Harbinger Down, seeing as we've reviewed The Thing several times. I think we've only done Suspiria once. And Dawn of the Dead, I think we've only done that once or twice as well, so I'm okay doing Dawn of the Dead again. Unless anybody has a suggestion.
I don't think we did it.
What are you suggesting?
No, nothing. I'm happy that we're doing Dawn of the Dead.
Okay, perfect. That'll be the movies for Thursday. Other than that, thanks to everybody for joining us for the old TV show that we do, where we'll be talking about the old horror.
That we do.
Specifically. But as is customary over here on the Gorecast, we usually end on a light note because a lot of people die during the show normally when we're talking. So we try to end up on
a light
note.
Lots of people who have died.
So, tell us, what is the weird shit you've scared? Or a light note for new viewers is Buzz scours through the magical land known as the internet to find me some of the weirdest shit to just read out because people like hearing me read things.
Yes.
So, what do we have today?
Today we're doing funny news articles, okay. Newspaper articles, or headlines, not articles.
Dun, 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 dun. News just in. Statistics show that teen pregnancies drop off significantly after the age of 25. Dun, 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 dun,
that
dun,
sounds
dun,
about
dun.
Right.
Okay, next one.
I would have thought after the age of 20.
Dun, 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 dun. More news, Justin. Health officials. Pools, diarrhea, not good mix.
Oh, God.
Dun, 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 dun.
Thanks for telling me that.
Breaking news. Scientists to kill ducks to see why they're dying. End of news report. News just in. Overall, serious crime rate down, but arson, burglary, and homicides up.
It's good to see that, you know, there's something down.
Here's the news. County to pay $250,000 to advertise lack of funds. Oh, that was perfect. That actually that was perfect. That was the last
some
one.
Of these
there, you go. Hope you there you go. Yeah. I think I brought the full newsroom feel to that.
Oh, yeah, we brought the news.
Anyway, thanks everybody for joining us. That has been
our countdown.
That has been a lot of fun that we've been having here tonight. I had a good time. But it is the end of the show, and we are going to have to go. So we are going to go bring it to... Who are we going to go bring it to? Is there anyone you guys have been raiding recently, or...?
We've been doing, like, newer people. Like... People that are kind of new to Kick,
grab me one.
So, give me a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
All right, talk amongst yourselves.
Very well.
I'm looking forward to Harbinger Down, an actual movie we haven't covered on the podcast yet.
Yeah, I've never.
Which is crazy if you think about it. Shit that we've not covered that's as fucked up weird as Harbinger Down is.
I remember we talked about it when we did that episode like on Mars, but
Demented Pictures podcast before we were talking about it because we were doing like a thing.
No, like I said, I didn't even realize, like, I tripped over it randomly, but I had the thing vibe. So it makes sense now knowing that it's like, cool, well, we've got
By the way, if everybody, that little message that Carter posted down below, if you can grab and copy that and just spam that in the chat when we arrive.
You know what? Let's go see Slashly, because this might take a bit.
Okay.
Hey, Slashly, we like her.
I failed.
It's okay.
You failed English?
Normally,
Okay, yeah. Bringing it over to Slashly. She's a lot of fun. I don't know what she's doing. It'll be something horror themed anyway.
Just chatting.
Or she'll be singing or doing something. She does a lot of things over on her channel. So we'll see you later. Hope you have a good one, guys. Hope you have a good night. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.